Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom.
Hardly been any slowing down in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases as testing continues to get ramped up. As of last night, New York reporting 52,000 positive tests of COVID-19 with over 700 deaths in the state. A majority of the cases and the deaths are in New York City. Over in New Jersey, we know of 11,000 cases, Connecticut reporting 1,500. The tri-state continuing to see an increase. As the president told reporters just yesterday, he was considering a two-week quarantine, a mandatory quarantine for the tri-state, essentially banning anyone in the area from traveling. Hours later, he reversed course and instead had the CDC issue a domestic travel advisory. More on that with WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian.
The two-week travel advisory was issued Saturday and is effective immediately, restricting non-essential travel throughout the tri-state. Essential workers like food suppliers and those in public health are not included in it. When asked about it, Governors Cuomo and Murphy said they weren't told about it by the president beforehand, unlike Trump's tweet that said he consulted with them. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said he didn't think a quarantine would be necessary. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
And the advisory is just that, more like a suggestion, not binding, doesn't change the rules that have already been put in place at the state level. Just this morning, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy was on WBLS. He said there was a tense back and forth with the White House over this.
The president put out a CDC travel advisory yesterday. We were back and forth with him and the vice president and colleagues. That, you know, we certainly abide by that. The fact of the matter is we're already doing that. You know, we're telling people don't go anywhere unless you're on the front lines to fight this virus or unless you're essential, stay home. So enforcing that looks like so far in recent days, most New Jerseyans are getting that. And that's the way we're going to break the back of this.
He says the top priority is still flattening the curve, making sure people are staying home, practicing social distancing. He also spoke of the continued need for that personal protective equipment, a need really throughout the tri-state. Governor Cuomo on CNN last night said the idea of closing off certain parts of the country, that would cause chaos.
This virus, you don't know who has it. We've done more testing in New York than any other state. That's why we know better who has it in New York. But once these other areas start to actually have the right tests and the volume of tests, you're going to see that it's all across the country.
It's been days, if not weeks, of this new reality with quarantine, social distancing, self-isolation, and in many ways, that's having an impact on our mental health. More on that with WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
Isolation coupled with a loss of a sense of control is taking a toll on our mental well-being, says Dr. Ashwin Vasan, president and CEO of Fountain House, a New York City-based charity that works to reduce the effects of isolation on people with mental illness.
I think we have to start looking at it and really verbalizing it as a generous and altruistic act.
Keeping mental health professionals, seniors, and other vulnerable populations safe and healthy.
In a way that really, you know, has far-reaching benefits that we won't even know necessarily and will only be defined by all of the lives that we are potentially saving without even knowing it.
Dr. Vasan says this can help people feel more connected to their communities at a time of great fear and anxiety. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
We'll look at the forecast with meteorologist Bill Dager. The clouds and the fog sticks around a bit.
Yeah, Kevin, it looks like the clouds and the fog will be with us all day today, and we'll see some light rain and drizzle in the mix as well. As a result, temperatures not really moving too much today. We'll see a high of 53, and then as we head into tonight, we'll start to dry out, but temperatures will only fall a couple of degrees, mostly cloudy, a low of 50. Tomorrow, some sunshine and milder, 61. Cooler with clouds on Tuesday, high 50. We'll stay cloudy Wednesday, high 54, and Thursday, mostly cloudy, milder, a high near 60. Right now, temperatures range from 45 at Harlem to 50 in Farmingdale. Cloudy and foggy, 45 in Midtown. And Kevin, we're headed up to 53.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!